Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, my beautiful three hearts. Good day, namaste, aloha, allegato. Greetings, my sweethearts, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Almighty One. Let me tell you a secret, sweethearts. Did you know that the name sweetheart denotes one who is enfolded and in love and illuminated in Christ-like fire energy? So when you call somebody sweetheart, you are recognizing that you are illuminated in fire. They can become, if they're not already, illuminated in the firelight of Jesus Christ. So don't be afraid, sweethearts, to use the high term of endearment that is recognized in the heavens by using the love songs and the love words of Jesus. Also, I'm going to share a secret with you on some of the songs of praise. I'm going to give you just a small sample of some of the Christmas hymns. And you know, when you hear some of the traditional ones, they sing, they sound really goodified. Now you're going to hear the sweetie version and the power of the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the King is come. Let earth receive, oh come, all ye faithful. Join our praise to Jesus, oh praise ye, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Come and behold the Christ, Christ the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Jesus Christ. Oh, come, let us love Jesus Christ. Oh, come, let us worship Jesus Christ, Christ the King. Now, my beautiful sweethearts, as you meditate and feel the power of the energy flowing through you, get excited and just be in love with the universal force of light, the Holy Spirit, the whole I Spirit of Christ, the energy within you. As you meditate and relax and just feel as we pray and give glory to the light of Christ, you know this is the most important subject of the universe, the omnipresent energy. And that's why we're here, to let you know, to experience the love and to feel the love, and you give the love. Son of God, love's pure light, praise and glory to God, Jesus Christ, King of kings on December 1st, 2013, we praise you, Christ, 2013, we praise you. On December 1st, we praise the light, light of Christ, King of love. Jesus, we adore you, Christ. Hallelujah, King of kings, Jesus, Jesus, Lord of lords. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Christ, alive forever. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Joy to the world, Jesus, joy to the world, Jesus. Amen, 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 Jesus, Jesus, amen.
My darling brothers and sisters, welcome to Son of God University. S-U-N, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. That's the light and power of the energy, the name Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. As that heavenly song just went off, I just want to tell you another secret. As you worship and praise that inner Christ within you, and you playing that wonderful carol, the bells, angels will come and attend you, because that's a very high song, very high in the heavens around Jesus. On that song is being played, it's saying, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, or more correctly, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. And as that song, as you get into the worship, angels will come, because that's a heavenly song. So you bringing heaven to earth in your midst through the omnipresent the energy of the Holy Ghost, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. We're going to get into this Holy Spirit more and more. We're going to tell you about King Solomon,
yes,
the wisest man on the earth. Most people don't know about this, but before that, let's go to, we're going to talk about Daniel, one of the seven spirits. We talked about him last week, a week before last. We talked about Daniel. Daniel, one of the seven spirits. Basically, he was praising Jehovah. He was into Jehovah at first. He was praising Jehovah. And he had a hard time getting his prayers to heaven, because the angels was trying to come down, but they had a battle with Satan trying to get. It took them 21 days to get to Daniel. All because the Son of God wasn't mentioned, Jah Jesus. You see how Jah Jesus opens up the portals of the heavens? When you say that name, that power, it opens up. And he was using Jehovah, but when the angel came and visited him, he told him he went crazy on it. So right. During his worship, and you know, he was in the palace and everything, they went and they said, they were against him. They said, they went and told the king, he's not worshiping the God that he said he's worshiping. So he had to go into the lion's den. So when he went into the lion's den, we doing the short version of it, he was thrown to the lion's den. As he was praising Jah Jesus, he knew of the name. See, back then, he knew of that name. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and the great Negro, they knew of the name. They knew of that power of the Holy Spirit, very prevalent in Persia. So as he was praising, then Jah Jesus, in the form of an angelic form, went into that place where he was, and the lions just kneeled because of the omnipresence. It was a glowing fire there. That fire was just glowing. And they would say, what was that? That was the Son of God ministering to the seventh spirit, one of them, Daniel. And that lasted for 12 hours as that glow of light, and they were looking, what's going on in there? And then after it, the king said, are you still there? You still there? Yes, king. He came out glowing, glowing with that omnipresent energy. It was glowing on it, and the people had to worship the God. They bowed down to the God in Daniel, the Father within, because he knew that Jah Jesus was the God within him, that fire within him, that light within him. And he was radiating along with his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and the great Negro. They were all together, and they turned a lot of those people to that God. Matter of fact, the king declared to praise Daniel's God. That's going to be the true God. So Persia is very prevalent of that. That's why even today, a lot of those Muslims are getting there. Jesus is personally appearing to them as they see, personally, because that's an anointed place, because they knew of the true God there. Meanwhile, now we're going to Solomon. Solomon, the wisest man. Why was he called the wisest man on earth?
The wisest man, did you say?
The wisest man on earth.
You know, he asked the father asked him, he said, King Solomon, what do you will that I give unto you? I will give you anything that you ask. A lot of people will say, hey, I'll take this, I'll take that, I'll take an Escalade, I'll take a big city, I'll take a lavish house. But he said, I want wisdom. I want divine wisdom from you, Eternal One. And so, therefore, wisdom is a great gift to have, because, you know, through the wisdom is the illumination of the whole Spirit of Christ, the light of Christ. And so as he, King Solomon, got that wisdom, he was able to build a temple. And also, he became aware of the omnipresence of Christ.
That's right, baby. You heard my loving brother. He said that he had the wisdom of the whole High Spirit of God. You see, he was such illuminated with that Holy Spirit, he called his temple Jah Jesus, or Jah Jesusi, the temple of Jah Jesusi. People called it the temple of Solomon, but that's what he, because he was so humble. And basically, he was so much into that omnipresent energy. Daniel came to teach him, who was translated. See, Daniel was translated when he was in that fire. He could go in and out of the heavens. He can travel with the speed of thought. He could be at that temple like that. And also, we talked about Enoch, the first one translated. He came and talked to him a lot about the omnipresent energy. So that temple was glowing with energy. It had fire energy all through it, the omnipresent energy. Matter of fact, it was built by that. The angels from the heavens and man worked together to build that temple. That temple was so illuminated with energy that it did not decay like other temples. It stayed alive because it had the Christ light in it. As they were praising, the angels showed mortal man how to use his powers. They said, let's do this beam. They said, let's levitate. The angels would levitate, so they taught the man how to levitate the beam up. That's how they built the pyramids. That's why Enoch was there teaching them, because Enoch, known as Hermes, back in over there in Egypt, he had angels to come and teach modern man that they were building, they were levitating those bricks. People say, oh, they pulled them. No, this is a heavenly thing, my brothers and sisters, my lovely sweethearts. Basically, they were levitating and putting those blocks and cutting it with the divine energy in their eyes. They were cutting them, and they showed man how to do it. So man and angels worked together there, just like they did at King Solomon's temple. They worked together. They say it took 70 years. It was big as Bellevue. Bellevue, we use that, is in the Pacific Northwest, USA, the Holy Ghost City. That whole temple was as big as Bellevue. If you look on the map, it's pretty big. That's a big temple. It was huge. And they were worshiping Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, they were chanting the name. As they worked, they were chanting the name. And as they were chanting the name, men were becoming translated. People were becoming translated. Usually when people hear King Solomon, they think about the wise and all that. This man was the wisest man because he knew about the omnipresent force way before Jah Jesus has even come. He knew about Jah Jesus way before them, just like the seven spirits knew about him. He knew that. That's why he asked for what? Wisdom. Wisdom. That's what we all should ask for. Wisdom. Wisdom with God. Remember, that Holy Helper is within us. Wherever we ask, do you think he'll give you a log if you ask for wisdom? Ask for wisdom, discernment of the Spirit, because believe me, it's a lot of stuff going to be happening on the earth here. And you got to have discernment and wisdom to get through it. And with the presence of that Father within, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. That's what the Scripture says. And Christ Jesus is that I am way within you. Say, I am the truth. The truth is in you. I am the I am presence, the Holy Ghost in you. I am the way, the Holy Ghost. I am the I am in you is the way. It's not so much Jah Jesus the being. It's the I am presence within you. That's the way. It heals you. It grooves you. It illuminates you. It helps you in every way. Matter of fact, I can't live without it. Everything I do is through the I am presence. I am the truth. That means the truth is within you. That's why you know the truth is being spoken to you through the I am presence. That's why it's basically 642 beings listening because of the I am presence, the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is omnipresence. It's everywhere. It's in your skin. It keeps you young. It keeps you healthy. They learned in King Solomon how to stay young, how to stay healthy. That whole temple. That's why everybody came to that temple. That's why you think they talk so much about King Solomon. But they didn't get to this. They left that out on purpose because they don't want you to depend on the Father within. They don't want you to be independent. See, a lot of the so-called churches, especially the Catholic, not to get on you, they want you to depend on them, the priests. You have a high priest, Jesus Christ. You can go to him personally, too. Plus, you have his spirit within you. They want you to depend on them. You're supposed to depend on the I am present within you, the God that's closer than hands and feet, the God that's within you everywhere you go. You ask a question, it knows. That intelligence knows everything. It knows how to guide you, where to drive, where to go, where not to go. If something's going to happen, it knows you. It knows where to get food. It knows everything. You depend on that. You don't even depend on Son of God University. You don't even depend on your priest. You have to come in contact with that because if you don't, basically, you can become a deadbeat, and we don't want any deadbeats on earth. We are valuable beings. Every human being, I don't care who you are valuable. That's the most valuable thing it is. You can make hundreds of millions of dollars. People say, oh, I did this, I made it. Have you really made it? You only made it if you become a transfigured being and a God. That's the only way, that's the only reason we're here. We're not here to make a lot of money. That's good. There's nothing wrong with it. But the main, like he said, it's harder for a person that makes money to come through a high eye of the needle than to come through the kingdom of God because it's very difficult because their mind is on the money. And there's nothing wrong with having money. But the reason we're on this earth, like my brother said, my loving brother said, the reason we're on here, our destiny is to overcome, is to become flesh divine, to become young, to become God. That's the only reason we're on earth. Jesus died for that, that his blood saturated earth. He saturated all our beings so we may have a right to the tree of life. He sought life. He even healed. He wants us to be healthy. And through that Holy Ghost, we can become healthy and we can live forever in this body. Nobody wants to die. Nobody has to die. People who's telling you, they are liars. Satan is a liar, and they're speaking through Satan because Jesus, he always spoke life. Jesus spoke life, and he wants to raise you up as he's our elder brother, and we're his brothers and sisters. I don't care what country we are or whatever. Just like right now, people are doing treats for the needy, baby, treats for the needy. It's happened heavily in the UK. Treat for the needy. France, happening heavy. Very good. Treat for the needy. Over there, Germany, heavy. Treat for the needy. Over there, even in
Birmingham.
What is that?
Buckingham
Palace, heavy. People are really doing it. Matter of fact, they're taking their lanterns. They're having service with the omnipresent energy. Very good. Asia, Philippine Islands, one even Pakistan, a few of them doing it there. You know how it were there. India, yeah, they're doing it there. You know, they're doing it some places in the U.S. I think they're doing it Gary, Indiana, Miami, Florida, Tucson, Arizona. Very good. I think Al Sharpton has something going in the Bronx of New York. Yeah. So basically, it's a lot of doing, and that's what you want to get into. You want to bless people in this thing. It's not about how much money you can get. It's about blessing and giving, and then, two, remember, getting into the omnipresent energy. A lot of these countries are going to take it all the way to January. They're going to have their Jasper lanterns. They're going to get into the omnipresent, which is very good. Jesus says that's very good, very excellent. I give you praise to that. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. You got that right, baby. You know, on the night of November 4th of 2013, that was just the other day, what we call last month, because welcome to December 1st. Today is December 1st in the USA and throughout other lands and the different time zones. And on the night of November 4th, when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the divine being, came to visit me in the Buddha lot. And now, it's amazing. Jesus Christ is not restricted to come in the Buddha lot. I wasn't in the Catholic temple. I wasn't in the Presbyterian temple. I wasn't in the Pentecostal assembly, but I was in the Buddha lot where we stay over here in Shangri-La, Thailand. And we're surviving good. Speaking of Thailand, they got big protests massive protest. You've probably seen it on worldwide news that there's a major protest against the government. Or I don't understand it fully, but I know they want their rights on something. And so it's a lot of action going on, baby. And in Bangkok and some of the other cities, and our Buddha has not been targeted with no firebombs, no nothing. We're protected. Matter of fact, I like protest. I dream about protest because the power of protest, it makes things known what you want, what you desire, and what you should have. And speaking of protest, I heard the USA and the United States of America, the government may have another shutdown by, I believe, January 7th, when they're supposed to renew it again. Well, people, I'm encouraging you around the world and in the United States of America, from Washington, D.C. to Florida, from California to the Midwest and everything in between, get your bodies out there and protest in the name of Jesus Christ and stand up for the truth and said, hey, we want to keep the government open because the people need to be blessed and we don't need no shutdown. We don't need all this foolishness, regardless of the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independents or the Social Party. Whatever the party is, you stand up for what is right. It is a God-given gift that you have the power to protest. And so I encourage you, I inspire you with the light of Christ. Have no fear. Christ is near. Praise in the Son. Hallelujah, baby, like it sings about in the beautiful song, Carol of the Bells. So I'll give some scriptures about, for those who need it, on the omnipresent. And before, I'm getting back to, I don't got off track, but I'm back on track, but I never was off track, but I'm going in the groove of the track that, the night of November 4th, when John Jesus, the eternal Son of God, came to visit me, such a beautiful being. And Jesus, he's so cool because he told me, I want you to lay down in your bed and I want you to put on the nightgown that you feel because I'm going to come in color. I said, oh, okay. So I had on this nightgown that I sleep in. I have a variety of ones. And I had on the green one with some blue pants because it's something that he was encouraging me to wear those colors, green and blue. So I put on the blue pants. Like sweatpants, real silky, and the nightgown was silky green, and I lay in the bed, and as I was instructed to lay in the bed, and to close my eyes, and it's like I knew why my eyes had to be closed, but yet I was going to behold the Lord Jesus Christ, and I knew if I were to look with my natural eye, regardless of the eye blindness, if I were to look with the eyeball open, with the glory of Jesus' presence, my eyeballs would have burnt up and be consumed in the fire of his glory. Because you got to be at a certain level of praise and elevation to behold this great King of Gloria. So as that night was going on, and he appeared so beautiful, with the beautiful skin, very illuminated in light, beautiful thick hair down to his feet, very thick and attractive. I can't understand these bald-headed Christians walking around saying they love the Lord. I can't comprehend that when the Lord Jesus Christ and Samson and many others had beautiful long hair. But anywho, that beautiful hair was dangling power and light, and his eyes were majestic. They were so royal blue, and they were royal purple, and they were glorious turquoise, and they were fuchsia, and they were vibrating in love and light. And that was fascinating. And he got big muscles, and the muscles his shoulders were bigger than the boulders of Colorado, Rocky Mountains, and the wild west of the United States of America. And as I saw, and behold, I looked, and I was glory in him, he glory in me. His vibration was so strong, and the thought communication was powerful. And he took his thumb, like I do my thumbs. You take the back of your thumb, and you bend your thumb like this, and you put the other fingers over the thumb, and you make it's like a fist, but not a fist. And I usually put my thumb on my heart like this. And so I took my thumb and put it on Jesus' chest, on his heart. And he took his thumb and the back of the thumb with the hand, and he put it not only on my heart, but it penetrated, and his hand went through the skin inside my heart. And I didn't get mad. I got glad because I said, oh, Jesus Christ is reviving my heart and fixing it, because I would have heart pain and this and that sometimes, and palpitation of vibration because I'd be exercising sometimes with high energy, and you put on the stethoscope and you hear your heart pounding and get excited and you hear the beat. But anyway, I can only tell you a small portion of this because some sacred secrets you cannot speak unless permissible by the eternal King. And so therefore, his hand went inside my heart, and I like it. I love it. And then he took it out, and I look at his thumb with all that light and that vibration. Now, remember, my eyes were closed as instructed. As I was laying on the bed, and he had his beautiful arms around me, and he was talking to me, and I see him, and he see me, and I can see him with eyes closed. You say, well, how can that be? Because nothing is impossible with the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty. He is so radiating. There is no shadow of the Son of God. There is no negative about this divine being. I said, your body is light. He said, my body is made of light, as you are made of light. And I got excited. And this is one of the touching things I wanted to mention to the great and glorious brothers of the engineer department of BBS, the station that we are on. And when Jay Susie said, I have Doug
and
Don in the palm. Glory to Jesus, in the palm of my hand. I was so touched by that, like as I am now, that Jesus Christ knows their names. Of course he knows their names. But to know somebody that I know and love, and we're on the airwaves, and I say, well, Jesus, thank you for mentioning their names. He said, I know them, and I love them, for you were directed by me and my energy to be on the airwaves. I say, that's right. But just to get the confirmation, it was so touching and so beautiful. So I thought I wanted to share that with the 700 million people probably now that are listening to Diane, and that they would know that we love our engineers and directors of this wonderful program. They are very kind people, and they count us in really good, and all things work together for the good. Because when you turn your love, when you radiate the love of Jay Susie, Jay Susie knows Don and Doug love humankind. Some people just don't love humankind. I can't comprehend how people could hate somebody, but they love. So they are aware of this light, this divine, eternal energy. And so that omnipresent Christ that liveth within us is the love of God's substance. And by having this love of God's substance, all things work in your favor. Because when you love people, and especially the almighty energy, you love the Christ fire, and then you love all humankind, you're on your way, baby. You progressive, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, national origin, height, color, dialect, accent, talk. You must love all. Whether somebody say, good day, from the UK, or somebody in the Ireland might say, good day, mate. Or in India, namaste, namaste. Or in Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Or over in the Jerusalem, Israel, Jehovah Shalom. Or in Central Texas and the United States, howdy. Up in Maine, good day, Yankee. Or in Compton, California, what's up, my nigga? You know, regardless of whatever the people may greet you, you see, you have to love all people because there's so many different cultures. There are so many people in the world, and Jesus Christ, our Creator, has made everybody out of one blood, different colors. And so when Jesus Christ was explaining to me when I was doing the visitation about the love, you know, just become more in love with his life. And then I was so fascinated by his personal appearance. I said, I could just kind of put the light on hold and just focus on you, right, Jesus? And he looked at me and said, Atibodome, you keep your mind on the light. And I knew why he called me Atibodome, the first parent, the first daddy. He thought the same thing. He looked up in the heavens, like he told you before. He saw the Almighty Jehovah and his son Jesus Christ and the angels and the cherubims and seraphims, and he didn't get his mind on the light of Christ, the invisible energy. Well, out of all that glory, Jesus Christ was constantly saying, stay in my light, sweetheart. Stay in my light, my beautiful one. Stay in my light, the light of Christ. The light is so important. The light inside, the omnipresent force. Jesus said the same light that I'm telling you to focus on was the same light I focus into this day. I praise the light, you praise the light. Because the light of Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the energy that will translate your body. Translation is real. Like my loving brother has said, you do not have to croak. You don't have to die. You can cancel your J.C. Penney's life insurance or whatever. You live by faith. You don't have to grow old. You don't have to get weak. You don't have to deteriorate, but you can escalate. You can progress, become motivated. You motivate, you escalate, you concentrate, and you become dedicated. That's the name of the game. So Deuteronomy 4th chapter, now there's more to the vision, but I cannot share that with you now. I can only share what I'm permitted to share, but I noticed that Jesus Christ's main words was love the light, love the inner light. Depend on the light. We must depend on the light more than we depend on our cell phones. Oh, speaking of cell phones, there's my wonderful friend. I can see you. You can see me. Look at me, Ken Jay, over there in the state of in the middle state of the United States of America. Ken Jay, you don't have a cell phone. Ken Jay, how can you exist without a cell phone? Everybody has a cell phone. If you don't have a cell phone, you might not have salvation. Think about it, Ken Jay. Now, Ken Jay, we know better. You don't have to have a cell phone to be saved. Now, what am I saying? I love Ken Jay. I love you, Ken Jay. Peace and love be to you. What am I, a good friend of mine in college days, and still is. What am I saying? You know how people, they got cell phone today, all over the planet, everybody, and people say, I don't know how I got it. How did I ever get along without a cell phone? How? And they just, it's so convenient. Well, when you get this Holy Ghost, this Holy Spirit, you will wonder, how did I ever succeed without this power? You did not succeed. You were just going through life, but you was not living life. The name of the game is you cannot live, and you cannot move, you cannot breathe, you cannot have your being unless you are possessed of the light of Christ, the light of Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Christ light. This Holy Spirit, Jesus, Christ light, is the life force of the universe. Deuteronomy 4, chapter verse 24. It declares, our God, Jehovah, is a consuming fire and a jealous God. Hebrews 12, chapter, verse 29. And the Moffat translation and the Amplified and various ones, it says, our God, Jesus Christ, is a consuming fire. The Sweetie, I could have that translation. Our God, Jesus, Christ fire, is a consuming fire. So, there is so much a proof of the omnipresent energy around this and in us. Now, in the book of Solomon, in the book of Chronicles, that speaks about Solomon, and Solomon was praying the prayer to the Great One. He says, now, like my loving brother said, Solomon knew about the Son of God. He was educated, very goodified. King Solomon said, oh, great Jah, Jesus Christ, I build this temple for you. And the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple, which is about the size of Sacramento, California, or in Bellevue, Washington, or some city. It's like the size of a big city or a modified city because there are bigger cities. But to have a temple the size of a city is very good. And that temple, King Solomon, he said he began to recognize, like, wait a minute. Even though this is so big, he got a place to sacrifice 1,000 rams, good sacrificial room, because he knew that the sacrifices what he was doing was honoring the coming of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was to come and shed his blood for the humankind. So King Solomon was aware. He said, this house I have built you is nothing, for the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. That's 2 Chronicles 6:18. Cannot contain you, how much less this house. The book of Jeremiah, 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, it states, oh, great Jah, Jesus, you are, or God speaking, he said, I, Jesus, behold, I fill, F-I-L-L, the heavens and the earth. Can any hide himself and seek in places that I shall not see him? And we're supposed to say, no, we can't hide. And can anyone do anything that is not behold by me? Behold, I fill the heavens and the earth, omnipresence. It's so much omnipresent. And St. John, the Gospel of St. John, the chapter, the fourth chapter, verse 24, Jesus says, God is spirit. And they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Well, who is that spirit? The spirit, where does the spirit live? The spirit lives in every human being. Now think about that, my beautiful lovers. This holy light of Christ, this Jah Jesus Christ energy. Speaking of Jah Jesus Christ energy, on December the 21st, the first day of the winter solstice, the first day of the summer solstice, 2013, those who are in love are welcome to proclaim an everlasting covenant. And it shall be called Jah Jesus Omnipresence Christ Light Love Energy, New and Everlasting Covenant. To the great Jah Jesus Christ Almighty, it's time, my beautiful lovers, to be in love with the light of Christ. How do you get in love with the light of Christ? Very simple. Stop hating. Turn to the light within. Look within yourself and call on the name of Jesus. The scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus, they shall be saved. They shall be delivered. There shall be ecstasy. You will feel the goodness of this light because this energy is everywhere present. We learned it in El Sur. Escuela in the school in Youngstown, Ohio, where it says very in the science class and the high schools and colleges, it tells it right out that the whole planetary system is composed of atoms and molecules. What are atoms and molecules? Atoms is the rays of the spirit of Almighty God. So therefore, we are indeed blessed people. And also in the book of the second Corinthians and the third chapter, verse 17, it says, I'm going to read it reverse. It says, the Lord is that spirit. Now where the spirit of the Lord is liberty. So I'm going to read it. Now where the spirit of the Lord, Jesus, is liberty. But in bold letters in the King James Version, it states, now, the way they have it in the King James, it says, now the Lord is that spirit. In the Swedish translation, now Jesus is that spirit. So if you look at it, even in the King James Version and the Moffat translation, and also in the Fur Fenton translation, it's got it more in the scientific. Now, Jesus Christ, the supreme eternal energy, is that spirit that dwelleth within you and all around you. I like that one. Don't you like that one too, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
It makes it so plain that everything in the scripture. Now, remember, you only have 16.7% of the Bible. 82.3% of the Holy Scriptures are missing. But we are here by the revelatory spirit of Jesus Christ, and Jesus' Holy Spirit is inside of us, and the Holy Spirit teaches us. Now, they had on television the other day, they saw a great book that's worth $1 million or $1 billion, and you got some sacred secrets. I don't charge you nothing. We don't charge you nothing. We tell you the sacred truth of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, the great I Am, inside of us is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, think about it, my beautiful ones. It is not illegal to praise the Spirit of Christ within you, because Jesus Christ said, my Father in me doeth the works. That's verified all through the scriptures. In the book of St. John, it speaks about my Father in me, the Father, the light. In the 6th chapter, in St. John, and the Felipe, known as Philip in the English language, he said, Lord Jesus, show us the Father. It'll turn us on. It must suffice us. Who is your Father? You talk about this, the Father inside. Who is he? Where is he? And Jesus Christ gave a good rebuke. He said, have I been so long time with you, and you don't know who I am? There was a key right there. Have I been so long time with you, and you don't know who I am? The great I Am was being spoken of. And so he said, well, who is, what is it? And Jesus should say, he who has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? That tripped him out. He said, oh, Jesus Christ, you got all that radiant light in you? You see, because he recognized that the Father within is the radiant light of the universe, the almighty power of glory, the almighty power of love, the spirit of love, the whole I spirit. You see, we cannot hate, like I said before, like I said a couple of weeks ago, and when the lesson, I say I was in the regalia of the Buddha clothing, and I was in the Buddhist temple praising Jai Susi, and I wasn't scared that I went to church because I was teaching the people how to worship Jai Susi, and they liked it. And so they were looking for the big Buddha. I said, the big Buddha is here. The fifth Buddha is talking to you. The fifth world Buddha is talking to you now, and the supreme Buddha is inside of you and all around you, even the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Gloria. And so their minds are open, and they got edificated, and they were very thankful. And so then we went over, like I said, we went over and walked to the As-Salaamu Alaikum temple, and we went in there, and I said As-Salaamu Alaikum, and hugged the Muslim and kissed him, and then came back out. It doesn't matter what religious affiliation you have. What matters is you need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, baby. Call on that name, because that name is the key word of our power. There is no name that is so supreme than that. That's why the apostles told the people back in the day and told them to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the power or the gift of the Holy Ghost, whatever coast you live on, and then you can eat his toast while you're receiving and be excited. So see, this power is real, beautiful ones. This spirit is real. People are tired of the pimps telling them dead doctrine and these dead, musty archive assemblies. Now, we love all churches, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Apostolic, Methodist, Baptist, Mennonite, Amorite, Jebusite, Hittite, all kinds of ites. And we love other people at every land of the world, from Africa to Asia, from Asia to the UK, from the UK to the USA, from down under to South America to Argentina to Christchurch, everywhere, baby. We love, and that's why we feel so goodified. That's why we feel happified. We feel joyful. And this time of year, this great Christmas season, I mean, this is just so wonderful on this great December 1st to sing Carol of the Bells. Did you know that in that song, Carol of the Bells, sweet silver bells, ring all the bells, all kind of bells, praising the sun, Judge Susie. I had that Judge Susie. I don't think it's in that particular song, but in the original heavenly one, it is, because like my brother said before, and we told you many times, that song is a heavenly song manifested with angels. Did you know that when people are getting translated, that the angels and the gods, they sing that great song of praise with that great divine melody, and it's an ecstasy, and sweet silver bells, silver, the color silver is so magnetic. All the colors are vibratory, especially red, gold, and blue, because those are the Christ's gray colors of the rainbow, that those three colors stand out more than the other colors. So this silver color, the witches can't take the silver. They can't, for some reason, because the silver is glitter. You ever seen the disco age John Travolta and various people? They got the shiny shirts and the blouses and the puff sleeves. They look so beautiful-fied, and they glow and they glitter. The power of glittering, it radiates the inner light. The devils do not like silver. There's a reason why they say, sweet silver bells, ring all the bells. George A. Susie, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, merry Christmas. The word merry in the original language, it doesn't mean someone who is a wine bibber and drink booze or smoke a blunt. The original language of merry, it means excited joy in the Holy Ghost. It is exuberant celebration of the Christ being born in you. That's what this is all about. And so sweet silver bells, it's a ring of rejoicing, because there are some sounds that devils do not like. They can't take it. Because when you're praising Jah Jay Susie, when you're giving glory to Jah Jay Susie, when you're exalting Jah Jay Susie Christ, the devils are at bay. You don't, when you are magnifying that magnanimous name, and you're not allergic to that name, and you're not afraid of that name, and you glorify that name generates the power of the universe. This Christ is in you, sweethearts. And my brother, like we keep telling you over and over, and I want you to get it, because it's for your own good and benefit. Because when you got a lot of Christ, you get excited like me and my brother, and you begin to fly and walk through the walls, and you be singing Carol of the Bells, sweet silver bells, everything, and praising the sun. You see, nobody can succeed like my brother, the captain of the Catapult earlier. You see, I'm getting so excited, I can't even speak English now. But anywho, when Daniel was praying, like my brother said, he was praying to Jehovah, the great God Father. And when he prayed to Jehovah, the angels said that they could not penetrate the heavens because the magical name was not quoted. But once Daniel woke up, because he knew about the Son of God, because everybody in Babylon over there in Persia was praising the Son of God when they educated the people. So the name of the game is, I like it like that. Come on, baby. Let's praise the Son. Come on. Let us praise the Son. The name of the game is praising Jesus. Anywho, the name of Jesus Christ is so real. Because, you see, when you praise that divine Son of God inside. Now look at Isaiah 9:6. Unto us, a babe. Or a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He didn't say unto Mary. Of course, Mary, you know, my brother and the angels announced that 2,000 years ago that the Son of God was coming to Mary. That one particular being. But this scripture is referring to the Christ child inside, the inner child, the Christ light, the Holy Spirit, the whole I Spirit, the holy fire, the holy light, the holy energy, the holy force, the whole I Spirit. The holy child is born in us, the mighty God, the wonderful counselor, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We are great people, sweethearts. We are great because of the Christ in us, not of our own doing, but of the acknowledgement of the eternal Christ, the Son of the Father, God Almighty. Because when you get wrapped up in the Son of God, the Father Almighty, everything will work together for the good to you that love Almighty God. Because when you love the Son of God, you can love Father, the 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 Father,
the Jesus, baby, we got it going on. My brother's going on. He's feeling the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah,
he's speaking
Gloria.
The language
Glory
of the gods. Okay. So as my brother was saying, you get into this Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
And the name of power.
Yes.
We can't acknowledged that enough. Jah Jesus, baby. Yeah. I say Jah Jesus because everybody in the world knows Jah Jesus. People are still kind of skeptical of Jah Jesusy. But, hey, you can say Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right.
Jah
right.
Jesus, everybody knows from Jamaica to Russia to the Puget Sound all the way to England. Everybody knows Jah Jesus, baby. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous.
Yes.
If you're scared, go to church. You know what I'm talking about, baby. Let's roll with the name. Let's roll with Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, because when you say that, all the atoms light up, and the devils are just running.
Yes.
They got to run. That name, you put that Jah on it, that gives it that extra light power, Jah Jesus, and you say that, oh, my God, they're going to get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
They got to move. They got to groove out, baby, because this Jah Jesus is in charge.
Yes.
He went to hell. He conquered. He had the keys. He's the one that died on the cross.
Yes.
The Father said, I give all power to who? Jah
Jesus,
baby. And that power is named Jah Jesus. Let's not forget the power name. We got to use the power name.
Yes.
It's very important, like my brother was saying. The power of that name, Jah Jesus, it rings throughout the heavens. They sing it when they sing Carol of the Bells. Basically, it's Jah Jesus. Basically, all the words of Jah Jesus.
Right.
They bring it to earth, to our things, and make it tickle our feathers to say, oh, Merry Christmas.
Right.
That's good. There's nothing wrong. It's a heavenly song. But basically, it's to Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus, baby. It's amazing. The Son of God's name. And also the divine Holy Ghost name.
Yes.
The same name. There's something to that. It's a mystery with that. It's not really a mystery, but it's the same name. It's a power to that name. It's a power. When you say that name, devils get back. No negative voices can hold up to that. When you got these six-handed monsters, little creepy man, like Art Bell, he's a great show. He exposed all that, and all that negative stuff that you hear, most of it is true. But let me tell you something. When you have Jah Jesus, those negative forces will get the hell out of there. They don't want to hear that name. Well, I don't care what you're going through. If you have negative forces around you, you have demons around you, you say that powerful name, they're going to get the hell out. I don't care what situation you're in. Any kind of situation is a deliverance.
That's
matter of fact, I'm going to have my brother, he's going to tell you about his wife. You remember when she had some Muslim friends, and she told them, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. And she was teaching the little kids that because they were in Allah, that's cool, but they said that. I'm going to tell you right quick, my brother ad-libbed to that. And she was teaching them. So basically, these were some young teenagers. So basically, they got into a gun battle. And so one of his friends got his head blown off, to make the long story short. The lad saw the head roll off. And he said, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. He kept saying that. The guy pointed the gun to his head. The gun turned around and melted and pointed back to him. He said, you're crazy, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Ran away.
Yeah.
You know, that's the power of the name. You see the power of that name. He was going to shoot the lad, but the gun melted and turned around and pointed at him. And ever since then, he was chanting that name. All in the police car and everything, he was chanting. They said, is he a priest? He said, no. And he kept saying, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. See, he's seen something.
Allah,
he's been through something.
Right.
It's a lot of experiences in that.
Yeah.
But that's one that my lovely sister-in-law had, and it was a powerful one. My brother's going to explain more of that.
Yes. Yeah, baby. That make come out. My sweet wife, good day, sweetheart, sweetie, joy, baby. Namaste. She taught the young lad. He's around 15 back in the day. And that was in the United States of America, that experience. And the Blessed Peter Sound of the Holy Spirit headquarters, known as Holy Ghost headquarters, Seattle, Washington area. And the guy was a devout Muslim, Allah Akbar. And he met us, and we knew him for a good while. And my wife told him, say, when if you ever get in trouble, call on Jesus. And he said, Jesus? Say, yeah. And then so she rolled with him. She said, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. And he said, he repeated, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. She said, yes. chant that name of power, and I guarantee you will be delivered out of trouble. And so he got in trouble, like my brother said. There was a gang war happening, and the guy had a big gun. I think it was a Uzi type of gun, AK something, maybe AK-47. And it was in the park area, and there was a disputation. And he had a friend that was with him, like you said, and he shot the guy, and his head literally rolled like a soccer ball. It came off his neck. And that stunned the young lad that saw that, because he held him in his arms. A good, you know, somebody, your best friend. And so he held the guy in his arms, and then he just started chanting, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, over and over again, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. And the fire, it was like the angels of God, the angels of Jesus was right there, the light of Christ, the energy, because the young lad began to illuminate his being was lighted with the Christ light. So that kid, or the shooter, he looked at the guy, and like my brother said, he pointed the gun at the guy, at the Islamic guy, the kid, and he clicked, you know, ready to shoot, and the guy just looked at him, looked like he went beyond fear. He just kept saying, Allah, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. And so that's when he kept chanting, and then, like my brother said, the gun melted. He was about to pull the trigger. Well, he did pull the trigger. He pulled the trigger, and then the front of it, it just kind of drooped down. And then the guy looked as though the young lad had something to do with it. In a sense, he did, calling on the name of power. And so then the other guy said, man, this nigga's crazy. He said, no, he ain't crazy. You're the one crazy. We're trying to shoot somebody, giving glory to Jesus. So you see, the power of the name cannot be taken for granted. That's why the apostles taught to baptize in that name. That's the ultimate name of divine perfection. It's the ultimate name of supremacy. The devils have swindled or infiltrated the churches today, and they are afraid to use the name. Many of them, they're afraid. They'll say, Lord, loud, the God, this and that. They'll say, wait a minute, who do you worship? You said Lord and God. Those are generic terms. Are you Muslim, Islam? Are you Jewish? Are you Hare Krishna? We're not hearing no name. All we're hearing is Lord, God, God and Lord. And sometimes they're so lazy, they say God. Ain't no God. If you're going to say God, say God. Say it with some authority, God. When you have an experience of love, you say it like me, God, 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 not God. Like, well, who are you talking about? Well, you know, wake up, people. So, anywho, this reality of the name protected that young lad. And now his dad is Muslim. You know, the whole family is Muslim. And usually, in some of the Islam, the men don't hug the women, or the women don't hug the men, because it's different degrees. But this guy, when he got delivered, he hugged my wife every time he see her. And so the younger brother, younger than the one that was 15 with the gun, almost attacked, he looked like, Daddy, you breaking the law? Are you hugging a woman? But see, because he was so, every time he see,
God, Jesus, baby, my brother's turning in tears, because when you deal with an experience like that and you see stuff like that, and I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of shootings and a lot of people getting lives taken because we've been in those kind of situations. Tears come in your eyes for that, and that's what's happening to my brother. Tears is coming because he knew the situation. When you experience something like that, it's no joke. I mean, it gets to your heart, and that's why we're trying to say, when you say, Jesus, baby, the energy is moving. The angels move with the energy. So when you're saying, Jesus, baby, the gods and the angels are moving with that energy. So you're saying, Jesus, baby, basically you're dealing with the omnipresence, you're dealing with the gods, and you're dealing with the angels that will attend you. That's how powerful the name is. Don't be scared, my brothers.
That's right.
You can use that name. I don't care if you're a clergyman. I don't care if whoever you are. That name, Jesus, is so powerful, you just don't know until you get into and have an experience like my brother. And tears have come through your eyes. Tears have came through my eyes many times by using that name and how the deliverance of it. It's very deliverable. I'm telling you, you can't live without that name. Jesus, that's the name of the energy. That's the power. That's why our Gmail is called JaJesusBaby@gmail.com, because JaJesus is all there is, baby. JaJesus, we love him as the Son of God.
Yes.
We love the Father within, which is JaJesus,
right.
That JaJesus energy that penetrates. And as you say that name, it just illuminates you. It just makes you feel good. When you say that JaJesus, people just get happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice you go to the Christian churches, people start saying Jesus. Everybody gets to their feet.
JaJesus,
you got you, baby. It's the name of authority.
Yes.
It's a name of power. You got to. You feel it. You say you don't feel God. God is a feeling. Everybody's trying to get a feeling. Whereas sex is a feeling. You get marijuana is a feeling. Drugs is a feeling. Everything is a feeling. Everybody's trying to get that ultimate feeling.
Yes.
Let me tell you the secret. The ultimate feeling is that Christ light. JaJesus, baby. JaJesus, baby. It's a feeling, baby.
Yes, it is.
God is a feeling. That God in you is a feeling. The Holy Ghost is a feeling in you. Matter of fact, as you get wrapped up more in that Holy Ghost, you become like a feeling God. You just have all these feelings. You say, wow, because God is a feeling. He wants you to feel good. And believe me, you'll feel good with the love energy. It's a love energy that's penetrating, and it's penetrating your whole being. And your being is becoming the light of JaJesus. And then as you become raptured, like my brother said, they start singing Carol the Bells, and you become translated. People, JaJesus Christ, JaJesus Christ, JaJesus, we're out of here. Peace be with you. Take it home, Don. JaJesus Christ. That's it, my brothers. JaJesus, baby.
JaJesus Christ, King of our kings, Lord of our lords, God of our gods, light of the world.
JaJesus, baby. JaJesus. JaJesus.